important names are. And we even heard what the meanings of some names of people in the church are. Well, last week we talked about God Almighty, and the children created this banner during the service. And it's great to have the four banners that they created over the summer months on show to remind us about worship, prayer, serving, and God being exalted above all. This week we're talking about God being the Most High God. El Elyon, the Lord Most High. This description of God occurs 28 times in the Bible, 19 times in the Psalms. It's first used in Genesis chapter 14. And it talks about God being the most exalted God, the most high God. As we talked last week about God being all-powerful, the God of strength, the God Almighty, the infinite power, this week our focus is on where we put God. Where God is, but where we put him in our lives. Let's look at Psalm 47. Verse 1. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. What was the last time you got excited about something? When was the last time you got really excited about something? It may be that some of us were here yesterday for a wedding, and that got very exciting. It got very loud. It was great. But when I said, I now pronounce them man and wife, I could not hear myself saying the rest of the sentence because of the cheers that went up. Yes, something great has happened. There are those amongst us who will go to football matches and support various teams. I'm not going to get specific. And they will stand on the terraces, or they sit on the terraces, and they will be clapping and shouting for the team that they think is the best. If you're watching England playing on the telly, you'll hear the Barmy Army with their drums and their trumpets. They're getting really excited for their team. They're trying to encourage their team. They're saying their team is the best. Sadly, so often let down. But they're not ashamed. There's even people not ashamed to come to church wearing their football tickets, outfits, and saying that they support Arsenal. Someone's got to. There are others who talk about and are celebrating all kinds of things. Those who want to wear the branded clothes have the best of everything. They're loyal followers of everything. And they're not ashamed to say it. A friend of mine supports Ipswich and he's not ashamed to say it. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yet, so often, we are ashamed to talk about God. We're ashamed to proclaim that we follow the Most High God. We're ashamed to talk about our God. We're happy to talk about politics. We're happy to talk about sport. We're happy to talk about culture or the latest music group we've been to see or whatever. But we're ashamed to talk about the Most High God. And the psalmist is saying, clap your hands, you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For he is the Most High God. There's not a question, is he going to win the premiership? He has won all. He has the victory. And that when we are looking and celebrating all things, we need to ask ourselves the question, do we celebrate God as the Most High God? Are we as vocal about that as we are about the other things we celebrate? The psalmist says in Psalm 47, clap your hands, you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. Let's give up mumbling about God and start to be excited about who God is. He is the Most High God. As we go into verse 2, it goes on, for the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. That statement, he is awesome. God is awesome. I remember doing something when my children were younger. I can't remember what it is, but I can remember my son's response. I did this thing, and you know, he was a teenager at the time. And you know, Steve's talked about teenagers. You know what teenagers are like? And I did something, and he looked at it and said, Dad, that was awesome. Well, do you know what? That made my week. As I say, I can't remember what I did, but I can remember the praise. I was awesome in my teenager's eyes for just a few moments. He got over it. He got over it. Life could get back to normal. But when was the last time you looked at God in your devotions, in your worship, and saw the Most High God and said, he is awesome. Awesome. He does immensely incredible things. My relationship with him is awesome because it is intimate. It is special. God does amazing things. The psalmist says, for the Most High is awesome. We need to get back that sense of awe and wonder about our God. Awe and wonder as we see the mystery of God and the greatness of God. The awe and wonder that takes him from our everyday, oh yeah, that's God, to the sense that God is really, really special. We've talked about the miracles that God's done in people's lives. The way that God has touched life after life in this church. Does that fill us with awe? I'm sure if you speak to Esther after service, she's got stories about what God's done on our recent trip in Nigeria, where God has done awesome things. Am I right? He did incredible things. We need to return. We need to return to seeing God, the God who does awesome things. And that verse goes on, yet he is the King over all the earth. He is sovereign over all. He is even over the Queen of Britain, who herself worships this God, the King of Kings. And you might think that Boris thinks he's in charge. Or Trump thinks he's in charge. Tell me if I'm going into dangerous ground. But actually, God is the Lord over all the earth. He is the one who is the Most High. He is the King, and whether we recognize him or not, he also longs that we choose to worship him and recognize him. He doesn't force us. He invites us. And he invites you and me to come and see his awesome, Most High presence and to bow our needs. Where is God in your life? What level do you put God in your importance? Where do you see yourself in relation to God? Is God the Most High in your life? Is God the Most High? See, the psalmist continues in verse 3. He subdues nations under us, people under our feet. The psalmist is talking about the fact that they are going out in the name of God. They're trying to do what God has called them to do. And because God is on their side, nothing, absolutely nothing, can succeed against them. Being in step with God means that nothing can succeed against him. The only true victory is when God is the victor, and we don't have victories. The glory must go to him. What's the victory you are looking for? Are you prepared to let God take the glory and allow him to be the Most High? Verse 4 continues. It's about our relationship with him. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. This Most High God, this most awesome God, also chose to have a relationship with you and me. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that amazing? And maybe you haven't got that relationship and you long to have that relationship. Let me say, that Most High God, that most awesome God, longs to begin that relationship with you today. We so often are busy going through life that we forget that actually we can personally, you can personally have a relationship with the Most High God. So I've met many famous people in my life. But most of the meetings I've had with famous people have lasted 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe an hour. But the one who's more powerful, the one who's more incredible than all the famous people I have met, I have a living, daily, moment-by-moment relationship with. Have you thought about that? Have you stopped to think about the privilege we have as disciples of God that we don't have this fleeting in and out? We haven't got to make an appointment to be with God. He is with us always. I remember the first time I met the Queen. My mum heard I was going to meet the Queen. And I got the lecture. Have you cleaned your shoes? You are going to wear a tie, aren't you, Ian? And all the list of things that I was meant to do when I met the Queen. And yes, I met the Queen and it lasted nearly 10 seconds. Before I had Prince Philip and the rest of the royal family. But, you know, a lot of preparation went into that in my mum's mind. She wasn't there, so I got away with all sorts of things. Yet, our relationship is with the Most High God. And it's a moment by moment, day by day, privilege we have. And God says, give me your best. Give me your life. Give me your all. It's about our relationship with him. And this morning I want us to stop and think, where are we? Where are we? If God is the Lord Most High, a holy God, How does that mean we should respond ourselves? How should that change the way we live today, tomorrow, this week? Our attitudes. How does that mean we deal with that person who's really irritated us? Because that Most High God promises he will be with us always. That Most High God promises he will never, ever leave us. Which means he's all-knowing and all-powerful. And he calls us into a relationship with us. There's so much more we could talk about with the Most High God. In verse 5, he tells us about what the Most High God has done for us. He's ascended, he's taken the highest place and shown us. In verse 6, it talks about our response. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to the King, sing praises. It's about giving God our praises and our joy. Verse 7 again reminds us about how high God is. For God is the King of all the earth. And repeats that, sing praises. Verse 8 talks about God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. And God will have the victory. And while humans argue over power and abuses of power, God has ultimate power. And do you know what? At the moment, that fills me with peace. That God has ultimate power. We need to rely on that. We need to see that. That God has ultimate power. And this is for all time, verse 9, and forever. And one day, Paul, writing to the Philippian church in chapter 2, says, one day, every knee will bow. There's people going past this building right now don't know that one day they're going to be bowing their knee. Isn't that an incredible thought? One day, however angry they are at the moment, however anti, however much they think they have sorted it all out and they don't need God, one day they will be bowing the knee before God. And we, as those who have a relationship with God today, are called to bow our lives, bow our knees before the living God and recognize him as the Lord Most High. The Lord Most High, the one whom will have the victory, does have the victory, and did a victory upon the cross. In a moment we're going to break bread and share the cup together. And I want to invite you, before we do, just to be quiet for a moment and say your prayer to the Most High God. Maybe invite him into your life afresh. Maybe allow him to become the Most High again. Maybe you've taken him off that place and you've put him somewhere else in your life and you need to take him back and allow him to be the most prominent power in your life. God is the Most High God. Where is he in your life today? Amen. Let's be quiet for a moment.